We have the beautiful readings of St. John, which keep saying over and over, love your neighbor. And it's so good to reflect on loving our neighbor when we don't always do that. Maybe we think of the rules or prayer or our private practice of the faith and or with our friends, but we don't always maybe think of the importance of loving our neighbor, doing good to our neighbor, doing good to those who are difficult. And if we don't love our neighbor, we don't love God. That's what John is saying in the first reading. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he's a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this is our daily practice. We're always with other people, and we always have opportunities to practice charity, and we must do that. And that's the essence of our Christian faith. We're frauds. We're not true Christians. We're not good Catholics if we don't practice charity on a daily basis. And sometimes we forget that, I think. In our practice of theology and preaching maybe to others, we forget the essence of Christianity, practicing charity, being charitable to our brother, and proving our love for God by being in that way, being good to our neighbor, especially those who are the most difficult. And in the gospel, Jesus is beginning his ministry and goes to Nazareth, where the people are all praises of Jesus. Everyone spoke highly of him. All spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. And then 5, 10, 15 minutes later, they want to kill him because he says they have no faith. They have no faith. How fickle men are. But our Lord says, I have come to fulfill this scripture passage, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring glad tidings to the poor, send me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free. He's come especially to free us from sin, to help us to free us from sin so that we can live a good and holy life. Freedom from sin is the biggest thing that Jesus has done for us, and he does it daily basis when we repent from our sins. So it's always that constant rejection of sin and doing good, rejection of sin, loving God, loving neighbor, rejection of sin, because sin is always at our heels, always at our back, ready to overcome us if we don't reject it. Through prayer and continual effort to do good, to serve God and to put his teachings into practice. And Jesus will free us from the slavery of sin, give us sight to the blind who are living in the cloudness of their mind. They don't even know how to do good. He enlightens us on how to do good and to what to do to be free from sin. So that enlightenment that we get in prayer through Jesus and through his sacraments.